leader with the title of father? Is it because your father is your parent? Is it because that person should be called Reverend? Is it because it's rude and impolite? Or is it because the person who's your father is in heaven? Well, Matthew 23:9 makes it abundantly clear. And if you responded, what is because the one that's your father is in heaven, you, my friend, would be absolutely correct. That is the right answer. What is the one who's your father is in heaven? Good for you. All right. You know, as we continue to celebrate Black History Month, and there are lots of programs and celebrations on television and things that we can see, because not so much in person celebrations, but things on television that celebrate the accomplishments and the trials that African Americans have gone through in America. I'm left to wonder, have we still lived up to the ideal of freedom in this nation? You see, I think the real problem with us here in America is that there are those who feel that if they relinquish some of their power, then some of their prestige will be lost. And nothing could be further from the truth. You see, absolute power corrupts absolutely. So when all of the power is in one hand, then that hand tends to become corrupt. And what I'm saying here is that to share the wealth, share the power, does not make you any less. And so I think that we have some work to do here in America to live up to the ideal of freedom and equality and things of that nature. Let's get about that business and let's start today. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in today. It's been such a pleasure. I hope that you learned something along the way. We're planning to be back here tomorrow morning following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas. Remember, there are two kind of people in the world. Those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Hey, make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying. Keep positive. And keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. So until we meet again, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
KAYTKQJO.
Just trying to figure it out, fighting doubt, trying to believe God, trying to watch the words of my mouth and stay on the road. Troubles come and go, even on the mountain high or the valley low. Never let your faith go.
Oh, never let your faith go.
I've been there before, so confused, don't know which
way to go.
Stressed out, world so crazy, might as well
stay in the house.
Fear trying to rise up. Got terrorist disguised.
They look like us, but we know who we trust. Trust when I say that we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright.
Tell them, tell them, tell them.
We gon' be alright. Alright.
Say
we gon' be alright.
In these last days, evil times will come, and it's here today. Look at all the hate, senseless crime and murder. Human trafficking, racism, police brutality, bullying, rape, trauma, let's stay.
Show me appearance of people I pray.
Let your kingdom come, let your will be done
in the earth.
Let your glory rise, let your sun shine,
let it burn.
Hey, I did work together for good.
We gon'
We know that.
We're gonna be all right.
It's gonna be all right now. It's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right now. It's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right now. It's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right now.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
My brokenness.
Yes, I am yours.
My pain. I give it all to you.
Was lost, but now I'm found. Blind, but now I see.
Thank you, God.
And you never.
You never gave up on me.
You never gave up on me.
Hallelujah.
Now,
Jesus. Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.